What about medical care? What, how did you, in Bartow, say?
Well, we never did suffer from the lack of medical care. Because we always had at least two doctors in Bartow. And two in Wineland, as far as I can remember, sometimes three.
You probably made house calls.
Oh, well, they didn't have any office to speak of.
Really?
They didn't do no. They didn't do any office business.
Just work out of the house.
Always had a little cubby hole in the back of the drugstore. That's where the doctors had their offices.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. I imagine there were at least one or two drugstores.
Yes, there were two. In most small towns, there were two.
Yeah, I can remember why we had two, you know, on each side of the block. What about hospital? If somebody was really ill, was there a hospital anywhere around?
Oh, yes, Sandersville. Dr. William Rawlins.
I was born in Sandersville.
Yeah.
That would have been the hospital that someone would go to then.
Oh, yes, most area. People.
Now, was there a place, I don't know, evidently it's changed some since it was a more prosperous town, that maybe it's kind of public square, a meeting place that you can recall?
The town common.
Yes. Was there a common in Bartow?
Well, now, of course, not being settled so long, long after the Revolution, I think they called them in these colonial towns, they called them a common. Like the Boston Common and Louisville had a common.
Where was the court? Not around the courthouse?
No, not around the courthouse. I understand that it was on the street where the old Louisville Academy once stood. It ran up to the old Louisville Academy. I've never been able to find a map that showed the common in Louisville.
Now Larry would be interested in that.
But most people, well, I understand he must talk to Helen Seabold. Because she once had a map of part of the town common. But I think it ran through that section on 7th Street.
I'm going to ask him. I bet he doesn't even know there was one.
Oh, yes, there was. But now Bartow had, you might call it, a little park. That was, and I know something interesting about that. I had read where they were putting down an artesian well. Of course, you know why they had the first one in Jefferson County. And then the old man, L.B. Clay, went to Bartow and dug a well, put down an artesian well. And of course, the newspaper reporter from over there was very excited about it, and he wrote this glowing account of when the well came in, that the water shot up so many feet in the air. Everything you would have thought it was like in the oil fields and they hit a gushing. So later on, of course it was a public well, and I read about them having a park at that, and they had a flagpole, and they had a weather flag to tell the farmers when it was going to rain. That's what. Now all this was right there in the center of Bartow, and you know where I mean. So down, an old citizen of Bartow, who is well in her 90s now and still living, told me that they fixed a public watering place for the animals, you know, the people who drove into town. And they built a pool. And they channel the water from the well